What I say now, I say in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, what did it take to send Jesus Christ, our Lord, to the cross on Good Friday? According to John, it was a combination of things performed by a variety of actors, each with their own part to play. Judas Iscariot, who sold his master for 30 pieces of silver. Soldiers and police who were just doing their duty. Peter, who denied his master 3 times. The other disciples who did even less than that. Annas and Caiaphas, the Pharisees, who performed their duty to keep peace in the temple. Pontius Pilate, the embodiment of Roman justice, who was too proud to hear the truth standing before him. And finally, the crowd, who howled for the blood of the condemned, though innocent man, Jesus of Nazareth. All told, no one person sent Jesus Christ to the cross. Were this story a murder mystery, a whodunit, it would be impossible to name one killer. So what did it take to send Jesus Christ, our Lord, to the cross on Good Friday? Ordinary things. Selfishness, deference to authority, denial of the truth, cowardice, duty, pride, and hatred. 7 acts of sin. 7 simple acts of sin that we are all capable of and have made at some point in our lives. But there is another simple act of sin that is more dangerous even than these. And that is our ability to forget that we are still sending Jesus Christ to the cross in our own time. Good Friday, the self-giving of the Lamb of God on the cross, the spilling of his blood for the salvation of all. This story told by the gospel and heard by the faithful for thousands of years. This story is the story of Jesus Christ, the man, the rabbi, the master who lived 2,000 years ago, a specific man, the only true Messiah, certainly. The gospel tells us that Jesus went willingly to the cross once and for all, so that all would believe the good news and turn to him who offered eternal life. God intended the cross to be once and for all. So why do we still send him there? Why do we still send that man to the cross? Why do we still send countless men and women and children to the cross? Why do we still send them for the same reasons? Killing out of selfishness, turning a blind eye in order to follow authority, denying the truth of who is our true master, acting as cowards, doing our earthly duty, practicing pride and stoking hatred. Now you may be thinking, surely not I. I haven't sent anyone to the cross. See, I don't have any blood on my hands. And yet each person named by John in his gospel could claim the same innocence. As each of these, named by John, waited in painful anticipation at what they had done, Judas, the soldiers, the Pharisees, Pilate, as each stood by as Christ was arrested without charge, as each turned their eye when he was beaten and fitted with a crown of thorns, as each howled for his blood and then quickly washed their hands of the stain of hatred, that as each waited in painful anticipation, the sin within them burning, each could say, surely not I. See, I have no blood upon my hands. My friends, I do have blood on my hands. I have blood on my hands every time I hear of war or disease or school shootings and count myself lucky that I live in a safe place. I have blood on my hands when I practice the kinds of selfishness that damage the earth for my comfort. I have blood on my hands when I see persecution and racism and injustice on the streets of Saskatoon and I don't speak up. I have blood on my hands every time I encounter poverty on the streets of this city and do not have the courage to look the beggar in the eye. I and all of you have been witnessed, called to witness, to Christ in the place that we pray and gather. That is, at this crossroads of 20th Street and Spadina. I have been called to witness to Christ, whose own face shines in the faces of the least of those around us, and yet too often I do not. Too often I take my silver and go home. Too often I follow the rules of the country and the rules of the temple. Too often I deny my master. Too often I am blinded by the truth, by pride. Too often I allow my own small world and my own small anger to cloud what is real and right in front of me. I have helped to send Jesus Christ to his cross. I have done as much and as little as anyone in John's story. How about you? Joining the cast of characters in John's story, we too wait in painful anticipation of what is about to happen. We wait as Jesus is led away by Pilate's guards, bruised, bloodied, wearing a mocking robe and a crown of thorns. We wait for the crucifixion that is about to take place in anticipation of what is about to happen, and in the pain of truth that we too have sent him there. This cross and this man, Jesus the Christ, are bound to us and one another in mystery. It is a mystery that Jesus, who went willingly to the cross to save us from our sins, was yet placed on the symbol of our forgiveness by sinful hands. It is a mystery that Jesus, who comes to show the world that we are loved and have been redeemed in his blood, that this same Jesus uses our very sin to spill that blood. On Good Friday, we stand before the cross as the crowd stood before the cross at the crossroads of sin and salvation. And if there is any good news on Good Friday, it is this. It is that standing before the cross and looking at what we have done and looking at what is being done for us, that is enough. That when we witness to Christ on Good Friday, we witness to his crucifixion, we witness to his love outpoured. That is what God calls us to see. It is enough on Good Friday simply to stand and to witness, to see the face of Christ without looking away. It is enough on Good Friday to wait and to watch with painful anticipation at what is about to happen. It is enough on Good Friday to know that this story of death and sin is about us, and it is about our neighbors. On Good Friday, Jesus Christ, our Lord, took on terrible and agonizing trials in order to show us the result of this mystery. The result of this mystery that we call the cross is this. He did it for us. That even though we played a part, he did it for our salvation, for the salvation of the crowd, for the salvation of we who stand before him now. Faced with the task of letting the whole world know who God is and what God is like, Jesus Christ, God made flesh, allowed himself to be handed over to the powers of sin and death that we might not perish but have life eternal. And so we wait. We wait in painful anticipation with Judas and the soldiers, with Pilate and the Pharisees. We wait and we watch what is about to happen to our Lord, and we believe through faith that in this waiting, in this pain, and in this anticipation, the redeeming mystery of this Easter morning shall be revealed to us in time. If we only have the courage to look and see Christ on his cross. Amen.